I've got a fun little story queued up for today, and I have to say, they don't make governors like they used to. This is the story of May Day 1900, when the governor of the state of Oregon took a 30-mile bike ride on unpaved roads, and when he got to the place he was going, mowed up half an acre of grass with a push mower, and chopped down a tree, chopped down another tree, pounded it into the ground, pedaled back the next day. I'm not sure whether the state of Oregon was governed by Superman at the time, or at least he must have been sore. Anyway, here's the story coming right at you. My name's Finn J.D. John, and it's Wednesday, May 16th, and you're listening to me read you an archive column from the archives of the weekly newspaper column that I write, Offbeat Oregon History. Now, I do this every day, and if you're a subscriber to this podcast, you already know that. And if you're not a subscriber to this podcast, well, and you would like some more information about it, well, it's all there for you at offbeatoregon.com. So, today's column ran on October 1st, 2009, under the headline, Pioneer Oregon Governor Was Made of Tough Stuff. Here we go. Today, the idea that the governor of Oregon might have the leisure to leave the capital for 2 days to run an errand for the Oregon Historical Society would be laughable and, if you ask someone from the other party, maybe even a little outrageous. After all, we're paying for his services, right? Well, things have changed a great deal in 110 years. On May Day of 1900, then-Governor T.T. Geer did just that. But it wasn't exactly a relaxing vacation. Geer rode a bicycle. Now, this would have been a safety bicycle by 1900, not one of those old-style ones with a huge wheel and no brake, but still, a fairly primitive bicycle, about 30 miles, and when he got there, mowed a half-acre lawn with a push-powered reel mower. The next day, he's up bright and early and chopping down a 6-inch-thick Gary oak tree with an axe, cut through it again and sharpened it to make a stake, drove this into the soil, and pedaled back home again. And he did all of this, by the way, in proper gentlemanly attire, celluloid collar, necktie, the woiks. In 1899, Geer was a member of the fledgling Oregon Historical Society, and the group decided it needed to scout the locations of important historical events. One of these, of course, was the spot in Shampooey, where Oregon's first provisional government was formed in 1843. The town of Shampooey was one of the most important in the state at the time. Not in 1900, but I mean in 1843. But 2 years after Oregon became a state, it washed away when the river rose. It was rebuilt further inland, but in the meantime, the railroad had come through elsewhere, and the town of Shampooey just never really came back. By 1900, the sole surviving member of the party that had formed the provisional government there was Francis X. Matthew. So on May Day 1900, Geer hopped on his bicycle. Quote, "Bicycle riding was a very popular fad at the time," he noted in his memoirs, and headed off across 30 miles of dirt roads, across the Willamette Valley floor to Shampooey, where Matthew still lived. When he got there, though, he discovered that Matthew had forgotten all about the plan and had left for Portland to run some errands. A long-distance phone call, a very big deal in 1900, ensued, and Matthew, apprised that the governor was waiting for him at home, caught the next southbound train he could. Meanwhile, Geer was having his head handed to him in a game of horseshoes with the overly modest secretary of the Oregon Historical Society, George H. Himes, a steam printer from Portland, who seems to have been a bit of a horseshoe shark. After 2 hours of this sort of abuse, Geer wandered over to the porch and sat with the women of the Matthew household, to whom he mentioned, just making chit-chat, that the grass was getting a bit tall. Promptly, he was told that there was a lawnmower, a great lawnmower, in the shed. "Game to the last, I expressed my undying fondness for pushing a lawnmower," Geer wrote, "and to prove my sincerity, I mowed something like a half an acre of heavy bluegrass during the next hour and a half, much to the enjoyment of the demon Himes." Well, the next morning, the party headed over to Shampooey. Matthew pointed out the spot on which Oregon was more or less born, and the governor promptly borrowed an axe and used it to fell a 6-inch-thick oak tree, which he made into a stake. The stake wedged firmly in the sun-baked silt loam on the riverbank, they headed back to the house, and the governor hopped back on his wheel and started pedaling back to Salem. Was he at least a little bit sore after this feat of profoundly unbusinessmanlike physical exertion? The record is silent on that. You've been listening to an Offbeat Oregon History Archive column. If you'd like some more, you can read hundreds of these columns from the last 4 years on our website, offbeatoregon.com. Also on the website, you can subscribe to get these podcasts delivered straight to your smartphone every day via RSS or iTunes, or you can join the conversation on the Facebook page or Twitter feed from links on the page. This column's covered under a Creative Commons Attribution Share Alike 3.0 license. See offbeatoregon.com for details. If you're ever up in Corvallis and have time for a cup of something, please look me up. I love geeking out with fellow history buffs, especially when there's coffee and or Irish stout involved. I'm at finn@offbeatoregon.com, or if you do Twitter, @offbeatoregon. One other thing I want to mention, my book, Wicked Portland, The Wild and Lusty Underworld of a Frontier Seaport Town, is coming out June 5th. And if you enjoy this podcast, I'm betting that you're probably going to like it. So I'd like to invite you to take a look at the book. The website's up. It's at wicked-portland.com. And there's a hidden lost chapter, actually, in it. And if you look for the little picture of former Oregon Portland Police Chief James Lapius outlined in bright blue on the header, click that and it'll take you to the lost chapter. You can check that out. And yeah, that's what I got. So thanks a lot. Have a great day.